Good afternoon to you, Vicky.
I have an image of hospitals, and I don't think I'm alone in this. I think of hospitals as a place of sickness, not as a place of healing. When we look to the future of how hospitals are going to be used, which category does it fall into?
I think the answer technically is both. Hospitals were always a place you went to die, which is why some of the older people really don't like going into them, because they still have that preconceived notion of how medicine used to be applied and the relative lack of success. Once you went in, you never got out.
Yeah.
That's not the case nowadays. So I think ultimately it's going to be a place where you get repaired, not just where you might go to live your last final days.
Places where you get repaired. Can you talk a bit about that a little more?
So one of the approaches to health for people is moving away from the concept of dealing with disease when it first impacts and getting ahead of the curve. So identifying some of the disease vectors, as they call them, and trying to get some interventions in place earlier on in your life. And from an application point of view, we're already seeing now that the federal government, for instance, allows you at the age of 45 to go and get a free health checkup.
The old adage, prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, very much so. And not only is it better than cure, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So from a pure financial point of view and use of taxpayer funds, that's one of the driving forces, if you like, for a shift away from reliance on hospitals, where for every dollar you spend with a GP, the Australian General Practice Network estimate that it's around $9 to be spent in a hospital. So getting people earlier is a very smart move.
And I suppose moving away from the hospitals being the place that you go to die in, I mean, the harsh reality is people won't be taking up a bed in a hospital when the hospital system is already clogged.
Yeah, correct. And what we're seeing now is the rise of technologies to enable that sort of health intervention, if you like, or health support to be taking place inside the home or certainly outside of the hospital boundaries. And that's the shift. I mean, a while ago we spoke about the concept of robotics in Japan for healthcare workers. Now, prior to that step, you're seeing some of the diagnostic monitoring that's available now, so people can live basically inside their own home and be connected up to a GP or their local doctor fairly quickly and effectively, which is a far more sensible way to go than putting someone inside a hospital.
So does that mean that you will have to be skilled up as an individual to be able to use medical equipment that usually would be used by doctors?
Oh, no. No, though that said, the interface, if you like, the means by which you can deal with that piece of technology, they're getting far smarter at how they enable the basic numbskulls like myself, if you like, to be able to hook up something and know how it works. It really is quite a simple process now, well beyond the complexity that might have required a technician to do.
I think I need to work with a concrete example here.
Things like high blood pressure. If you've got someone that has problems with high blood pressure or a diabetic, what you can do now is just hook up to a simple monitor inside your home. It does a reading for you based on what your blood pressure is, and you might be required to do that 3 times a day, 5 times a day. And that report, the machine itself takes the data, sends it off to your GP, and your GP will then know whether or not there's an intervention required. And so they can track the patterns over time of what your blood glucose might be if you're diabetic, or what your heart pressure is like if you're someone that has heart challenges or blood pressure problems. And that enables a GP to make a phone call and say, listen, I think you need to come and have a chat to me, or to a family member, I think you better go and drop around and see Susie, because Susie's a little bit stressed about what's on TV.
What are the practicalities of that, though? Is the information sent to the GP via the internet, or and do they get it immediately, or do they have to log on to the system to actually get that?
Yeah, there's a range of data. So depending on the process, there can be some that send a warning signal straight to a GP to alert them that one of their patients has a challenge and needs to be looked at pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Then there are the standard diagnostic tools that might just run up a series of reports or grab the data that can be turned into a graph that looked at every week, if you like, if it's a standard or less serious issue of health monitoring. So there is a range of interventions that are available, which sort of starts to replace the immediacy, if you like, of an emergency department to some extent. So rather than having to rush off to hospital to try and get looked at, this little diagnostic tool, which will be a simple box in your home, will effectively alert your GP. You can then take fairly fast action and make sure you take personal action where you're not too sure what the data means.
And what would be the cost of that to the individual?
Substantially cheaper than hospitals. So it really depends on the level of diagnostics and how complex their problem happens to be. And that's no different from the hospital situation at the moment. The main exception is the technology is getting to a point where you don't need the high level of personal expertise that you find at a hospital, because the software and the box itself does all of that for you. And so you're really taking out the high cost of professionals and the high cost of maintaining a hospital and placing some of that skill and capability inside the home.
Is that good news or bad news for health workers?
I don't think health workers have a problem. In Australia, we've got a massive shortage, and that shortage is only going to continue. So I don't think there's any risks for healthcare workers in terms of, say, employment positions. If anything, it's going to improve their lot, because rather than someone that really should be looked at home presenting at a hospital, taking up a hospital bed or taking up the resources, the people that come to hospital are likely to need that level of expertise available to them. Whereas those that can be monitored at home or outside of the hospital environment will have that flexibility, if you like, which means they don't need to become a burden on the hospital system.
Now, as our futurist, Marcus Barber, is this happening in the future or is this happening now? Has this started?
No, it's happening now. It's happening now. We're already seeing a whole range of companies that are providing these sorts of tools at a fairly low cost in a very effective way that are really high quality things. And I'd expect it to be a much more normal progression of the way in which we manage our health, particularly as we get older. It will become quite common, almost as common as maybe having a microwave oven sitting in your kitchen, to see one of these things somewhere in the home.
How interesting. Marcus Barber, thank you so much.
No worries, Vicky. Good to talk to you.